Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 18. As always, I am your host, TJ Lowerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Hello once again, Internet World.
And we are here to recap the week that was in sports video games.
Not much of a week.
Very slow week. The first thing, big kind of news, since Euro 12 is going on in Europe right now, FIFA 12 has reclimbed back up the charts on that side of the ocean to take over the number one spot.
So you're telling me people are buying FIFA 12 to then either because maybe it's like, oh hey, I really feel like playing a soccer game, or because they want to buy the Euro 2012 add-on.
Pretty much. And the game debuted over 38 weeks ago and has never dropped out of the top 9 spots in Europe.
So FIFA's, like, even bigger than Madden is here, then. Am I getting that right?
That's a complete lie. What I meant to say was FIFA 12 has never dropped out of the top 5 and has been the top spot 9 times in the last 38 weeks.
Didn't even realize you said that wrong.
Yeah.
Is the same FIFA is bigger than Madden is here?
Oh, I don't even think that's a question.
Yeah.
But hey, football. It's all the same sport, right?
There's grass and there's lines on a field and there's a ball.
Actually, I've been pretty happy with the way FIFA 12 has been handling Ultimate Team stuff recently.
Oh, yeah?
They've had a lot of special cards for International Man of the Matches. And they had like a little lull of not a lot of Ultimate Team tournaments recently.
Yeah.
But now they have like 5 different ones going on right now.
That's cool.
And it's nice because they updated their system of like rewards. So now you can win coin, a player, or like special packs.
That is really cool.
Yeah, because it used to just be you could only win coin.
Yeah, other Ultimate Team modes need to get in on this. Yeah.
I think other Ultimate Team modes need to just be more like FIFA.
Madden especially.
Yeah, I tried Madden for a little bit. I tried NHL for a little bit, and just couldn't really get into either of them.
I've said this many times, but I want to like Ultimate Team.
Yeah. You should definitely get in for FIFA 13, because
I have already... Between FIFA and NHL, I've already decided I'm buying NHL right away.
Week.
And I will maybe jump on FIFA, maybe a Black Friday sale again.
Yeah, because I've already decided that FIFA 13 is going to be no cash spent in Ultimate Team. I can't do that again. And actually, it's a lot funner if you don't spend cash, I realized. Because I was looking at my stats from FIFA 11. And the reason I played so much of that was I was playing a lot of the low-tier Ultimate Team stuff.
Because
some of the tournaments are like only bronze players and only silver players. And in FIFA 11, I won like 52 trophies. And in FIFA 12, I have like 17. Because all I did was like rush to get a great team and not care about the low stuff.
But it's kind of like those 17 trophies are probably worth more than all the bronze trophies you won in 11.
Probably, but I'm kind of burnt out on Ultimate Team already. Because I got to that point of having a great team so fast. Like, my 72 striker used to be my favorite guy. But no more. Speaking of great guys, actually, one of the least great guys.
I was going to say, not really. I mean, he's a name, but I don't know if I'd call him a great guy.
This week, THQ announced that Mike Tyson is going to be a playable character in WW 13 if you pre-order it from Amazon.
WWE 13?
Yeah.
Oh. You just said WW.
WWE, WWF, ECW.
It's all the same now.
Yep.
Well, this is one of the more interesting pre-order bonuses they've done. It's someone that, like, you know what? I'd want him as a pre-order bonus because I don't think I'd pay for him otherwise.
Yeah. Or you just put him in as something, an unlockable guy in the story.
Yeah. Code. Yeah. I certainly wouldn't pay money for him, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the video of his entrance is going to be on thatsportsgamer.com, so you can go take a look at that.
Cool.
But he completely reminds me of Joe Bruiser in WCW NWO World Tour on the N64.
Which I always thought was odd. Wasn't that supposed to be Muhammad Ali? Like, that was kind of the spoof there?
Yeah, it was just a guy. Just a boxer.
Yeah. Who pretty much looked like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, and you could only punch with him.
Yeah, press the grapple button, you punch. It's like M. Bison in Street Fighter. Yeah. All his kicks are punches.
Yeah, so I wonder if they're going to do a similar thing with Michael Jordan, with Mike Tyson in this.
But there we go, Michael Jordan in WWE.
That would be pretty amazing.
Just slam dunk people's heads.
Yeah. But because he never really did any real moves.
No, he just punched people a lot. Yeah, he knocked people out, like, in one punch.
Yeah. In the video, you see him knocking out Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I think he's had like two knockouts in WWE. One was Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, and the other was Chris Jericho more recently.
Maybe, this makes so much sense. This is why Big Show started doing that punch as a finisher, just so they could bring back Mike Tyson.
I just hope they correctly animate the horrible DX cross chop he does.
It looks pretty horrible in the video, so.
All right, then. Yeah, because he's never very good at it, and he does it, like, constantly.
Yeah.
I was watching WrestleMania, and he was, they inducted him into the WWE Hall of Fame celebrity wing this past year. And when they introduced him, he waved, and then he did his bad crotch chop for a little while, and then he waved some more.
Yeah, and he will be wearing the DX shirt in the game.
Pretty much what he wore at WrestleMania 14.
Yeah.
Which, that's about right.
And this week, THQ also made it known to the world that they have picked up the license for the Lingerie Football League.
I have to say, there could be a fun game here, but I doubt they will actually make it a fun game. I have no hopes for this game.
Yeah, that's really sad. But
It's arena football with chicks.
Yeah. And we already know how good arena football does in the video game market, so.
I thought the two PS2 games were okay.
Yeah, they played good. Just not a lot of people really bought them.
Yeah.
Which was kind of the problem. Should be interesting. I'm always down for another sports game.
Definitely. But, it's going to be like curiosity more than anything else. It's not going to be a game people seriously play that often, I don't think.
Yeah, and it's funny that THQ sold the THQ sold the UFC license to EA Sports because they weren't turning a profit on that game. I'm not sure what kind of profit they think they're going to flip on a Lingerie Football League game.
Well, I'm sure the rights are far cheaper for Lingerie Football.
Yeah, but
I have to say, if you've never seen Lingerie Football, don't pass it off as just, hot chicks playing football.
It's ugly chicks as well playing football?
I can't say I saw, I haven't, watched a whole game. We had a team, I think we still have a team here in Green Bay, and they played, two games, kind of like a trial season type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the football was not half bad. They went out there and played.
Interesting.
They found athletic, good-looking girls.
Well, I think the biggest mistake of this game would be to try to release it at $60. If it's not, $20...
Yeah.
Or a download. I think THQ is going to continue its hard times.
Yeah. This does also scream DLC game.
Yeah. But hey.
Speaking of DLC games.
Yes. Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD is going to be released on July 18th for PS. It's going to be released on July 18th for the Xbox 360, and then a few weeks later on the PS3.
Some exclusivity deal with Microsoft there, I assume. Yeah. So they can promote it as their Summer of Live, whatever promotion they do in the summer.
Yeah, Summer of Arcade or something.
Yeah.
But it's going to be $15 or 1,200 Microsoft points.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've actually gone out to the used game stores around here. I found a copy of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 for the PlayStation and realized the game didn't really hold up that well on the PlayStation, mostly frame rate and draw distance issues. Kind of make it not fun to play. But then, literally, just hours before we started playing this podcast, I was out for a walk, hit up a game store, and found Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2X for the Xbox, which does work on the Xbox 360.
Is the X for Xbox or for Extreme? $2.
I think it's extra. Because apparently, and I didn't find it, you might have to unlock them, it's got all the courses from 1 and 2, plus a few new ones. So it's basically Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 Plus.
Which is kind of what the HD version is going to be.
Yeah, I almost wonder there. But,
hey, HD.
But no, it's gonna look but cool. The thing I hope with the HD release, I hope it's got online multiplayer. I can't imagine it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Online leaderboards,
Yeah, I don't know if there'll be online multiplayer per se,
I would hope
just because
so.
I would be worried of people slamming into other people all the time.
Well,
That'd be my biggest concern.
I remember I played a little bit of, I think it was Tony Hawk's Underground Online. I don't remember if it was that big a deal. Like, it might have been where you couldn't actually touch each other. You saw each other, but otherwise you didn't exist in each other's world.
You just went through each other.
Yeah.
Possible. Speaking
But
of,
if
what is
nothing else, like something like Horse would still be fun.
I just want to play. I'm excited. I
Yeah.
haven't been excited for a Tony Hawk in a while, so.
Now that I've played like, you know, 60 frames per second more modern Tony Hawk than Tony Hawk 2 on the PlayStation, that's like, oh yeah, I can still play this game.
I'm pumped. I just can't wait for it. Because Tony Hawk himself said it was coming out in June, and someone else was like, hey, no, Tony, it's not.
No, they probably originally slated it for June, and then it became a summer of arcade thing, and they decided to push it back, and
That's
things
possible.
happen.
Highly likely.
I don't think they ever officially gave a release date other than June, so I'm not going to fault them for it.
Yeah, and I don't even think that was official. I think that was just him saying it.
Oh, yeah, that was just, yeah. Darn spokesperson. He's probably just excited that they're releasing a Tony Hawk game that people might actually care about.
Oh. Well, he's set for life because I think they signed like a 10-year deal for him a couple years ago. So he's good. Let's see. What else is on the list? NBA 2K13. Congratulations to the Heat for winning the Trophy of Basketball.
Yay. I did not watch a single second of the NBA Finals
I
or
did
any of the
this.
playoffs or any NBA this season for that matter.
I did the smartest thing possible. The first four games, I caught like the last 5 minutes of each. And then the last game, I saw that it was a blowout, and then I didn't have to watch the rest.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I lied. When I went to a bar to watch WWE last Sunday, and one of the other TVs had the game on it. So I guess I might have looked at it at some point in time.
It's funny because 2K has been releasing like hints about who's going to be on the cover.
Oh yeah, it was a really weird, like, abstract cover that probably isn't really the cover.
Yeah, I think it's just going to hint at who's on it. And
Yeah.
if you look at it, there's a picture of a tarantula, some roses, some griffins, and the Brooklyn Bridge. So everybody's speculating that it's going to be Kevin Durant, aka the Durantula, Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, and the Brooklyn Bridge, they're assuming, is Michael Jordan because he was born in Brooklyn. Or maybe something about the Brooklyn Nets because they're going to be having their first season there this year.
It would seem odd to highlight a team just because they're changing their name and moving.
Right. That's why I assume it's going to be Jordan.
Yeah.
It's just a subtle thing
Well,
towards Jordan.
I can't imagine whatever they deal they've signed Jordan to, they're not going to use him as much as they possibly can.
Right. But it's
So.
funny that none of the Heat are on the cover, but everybody that's like the biggest contenders with the Heat are on the cover.
That is kind of funny.
Because the Thunder beat him. Everybody thought Derrick Rose and the Bulls would have beat him if Derrick Rose didn't tear his ACL. And the Clippers are now a dominant team in the West with Blake Griffin. So it's very interesting. And I'm
Did
sure it
you
would
just say
cost.
Clippers and dominating team?
Supposedly. I've heard of these things. I don't know how true it is.
Okay.
I can only assume it's going to be far too much money to get LeBron or Dwayne Wade on the cover.
Well,
And I'm actually surprised about
oh, is it really too much money, or is it they don't have enough money after paying Michael Jordan?
that could possibly be it. But I'm really surprised that Kevin Durant's going to be on the cover when he was on the cover of the failed NBA Elite 11.
Oh yeah, I guess since the game didn't come out.
I guess. I'm just trying to buy that poster for it. But in a cover that was actually revealed, EA Sports has shown off the NHL 13 cover with Claude Giroux. You voted for him. You got him. He's on the cover. Go Flyers.
Good for him.
Yeah. Speaking of the Flyers, the Kings won the Stanley Cup. I don't think
I
we
think
mentioned
we
that last week.
did one, didn't we? I thought we did.
There's an outside possibility we did.
Sadly, more than, and I kind of am sad I didn't watch any of the NHL playoffs because I actually do enjoy hockey.
Yeah, I watched a couple of games. Not too bad.
It's sad. I've watched more soccer in the past couple weeks than I have any other sport other than baseball.
Why is that sad? Soccer's really big right now.
Yeah, there is kind of a big tournament going on that ESPN is actually giving coverage to.
Yep. Pretty excited for that. Good Germany, since my Dutch have already been knocked out. And I think I'm actually more German than Dutch, so.
Yeah, who's left at this point?
That is one hell of a question, Scott.
There's only, like, what, 4 or 5 teams, maybe? I don't know. I know there was a, was it a quarterfinal or semifinal yesterday?
Yeah, it is down to.
All I know is I couldn't watch it because my cable was messed up. I spent the entire game on the phone with, or not on the phone, on the internet with Time Warner, trying to get them to fix my cable, despite telling them I already tried everything that they kept trying to tell me to do before I even got a hold of them.
Well, as of right now, which I would need to double check because I haven't actually looked recently, we're in the quarterfinals as of the time of recording this. The final 8 were Czech Republic and Portugal won. Let's see what else we got here. I should probably get to the actual page.
There's a game going on right now, I believe.
Yeah, right now, currently is Spain versus France. Spain is winning. They'll probably win. Germany played Greece yesterday, and Germany won. We're recording this on Saturday.
Yeah, it is 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And then tomorrow is England versus Italy. And the winner of all those advance to the Final 4.
Okay.
So as of right now, it's Portugal, Germany. Spain is leading. And by the time you hear this, you will know that Spain probably won and England versus Italy's winner. So, getting down to it.
Yeah, I will definitely try and watch the finals. I assume the Final 4 is next weekend.
I can
tell you. Or is it in the middle of the week? Or
the answer to that, the Final 4 will be June 27th and 28th.
So it is in the middle of the week.
Which is Wednesday and Thursday, because the final is going to be on the 1st, which is Sunday.
Oh, I have those days. No, I don't have Thursday off. Oh. I got Wednesday off. I can watch part of it.
Well, the final will be Sunday. And
oh, all right.
If everything works out the way it'll probably work out, it looks like it's going to be Germany versus Spain. But I don't know. If Spain versus Portugal is going to be an interesting game. So, we'll see what happens.
I will try and make it a point to watch, but I can't promise anything.
Okay. And sadly, that is all the news of the week.
Yeah, it's been a slow week.
Yeah, so we just wanted to do a little recap on where our pros are in Road to the Show.
I'm not going to do my pro because I haven't been playing a whole lot of Road to the Show. So I'll talk about my franchise.
Sure. Go ahead. Talk about your franchise, Scott.
All right. Well, if you do follow me on Twitter, you may have seen that I was in a very, maybe not close, but sort of a long shot to make the playoffs at the end of my first season with the Brewers. I had made a few roster moves throughout the season. The Red Sox randomly offered me a trade way early in the season for John Lester and another one of their relief pitchers, whose name escapes me at this moment, for I think a couple of like my AAA guys that I guess were pretty good. And I'm like, I jumped all over that trade. Near the trade deadline, I tried picking up a better first baseman than Matt Gamble, who was doing okay. But if I wanted to make a playoff push, I needed someone better. And in this sort of weird bit of, the show must not understand when guys were added to the team prior to, you know, basically it treats everyone like they've been on the team for a while because the Angels were trying to unload Pujols.
They can't handle it.
Huh?
Maybe it's just too much money and they can't handle it.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, I don't think that would happen in real life.
Yeah,
But anyway, I couldn't trade for anybody. And I guess that's kind of good because a lot of times it was, well, we don't want to trade with you because, oh, wow, that's not our strategy right now or whatever. And I tried setting up crazy trades just to see if they would go through. Like, they wouldn't take Braun for Pujols.
Nah, neither would I.
Okay, well. remember, the game also is unaware of any steroid scandals, so.
Well.
So I couldn't get a first baseman via a trade, but I did see that Derek Lee was still sitting in free agency.
Oh, nice.
So I made him like a $9 million offer for,
jeez.
I know, for like 2 months.
Oh, that might be a small issue.
Huh?
I mean, that might hurt your team a little bit, but I hope he does good.
No, he did great in the 2 months. It wasn't enough to, signing him is what gave me a shot. But the biggest problem was I couldn't win the division games. It would really knock games off of that game's back number.
I think you got too many righties. That's a problem in the lineup.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. Not enough balance in the pen either. Because pretty much it's like all my long relievers were lefty and all my short relievers were righty and really no mix up there. But couldn't make the playoffs. I did finish. I finished at 500 exactly.
Nice.
And I still finished the season. I managed to keep everybody, basically. I still couldn't land a first baseman, though. And there were some names out there. I think Carlos Lee and Lance Berkman were out in free agency. But I think they went to... One of them went to the Mets. I think Carlos Lee went to the Mets, and I forget where Lance Berkman wound up.
Yeah. We'll try to go get Ike Davis, then. Maybe the Mets will be looking to trade him.
But basically, the only sad thing is that my team didn't really turn over at all.
Mm.
Like, I still pretty much have the same team. That seems kind of odd to me. But we'll see going forward. My the start of my second season, maybe about near the end of April now. Going a lot better. Braun's really in a slump. Like the last game I played, the game suggested I swap him and George Kitaris because George Kitaris is like hitting 400 through the end of April.
Jeez.
I know. So Kitaris was in the three spot and Braun was down in the bottom three of the lineup.
It's not good.
But of course then Kitaris went like 0 for the game. Although he did bunt in the winning run.
Interesting.
Oh, and I did play a game where the computer actually foiled my suicide squeeze attempt.
Really?
Yeah. They pitched out on me. I'm like, oh god damn it.
Jeez.
I try not to do it a whole lot, but now that I know they actually will do something about it, I'm going to do it a lot more. but only if you got a guy fast enough to do it.
Like Nigel Morgan?
Yeah, Nigel Morgan. The Brewers have a crap ton of speed. There aren't too many guys that can't run.
They don't have. Do you? They still have Carlos Gomez?
Yeah.
So yeah, they got.
In real life, he's been playing a lot lately since Gamble got hurt and Hart's playing first base. I think he plays almost every day now. Mm-hmm. Or it's between him and Aoki or something like that.
It's not a bad backup, huh?
Yeah, I can do a quick update on my Road to the Show guy because I did play a few games as him the other day.
Sure.
Before I went to work, I'm in July of my second season. I'm batting around 300 in AAA. I got promoted to AAA, I think, in early June. And I'm a few days away from my next goal. My next goal period.
Which, whatever the thing's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, actually, I'm kind of surprised. They keep telling me to hit a home run, and my guy just does not have enough power to hit a home run. But I at least, I could hit a dead-on fastball in the middle with a power swing, and it would probably die at the warning track.
I always hit home runs on Mother's Day, so that always works for me.
No, I'm already past that. Actually, no, I almost hit a home run, but it got robbed. It would have been a grand slam. My first home run would have been a grand slam, but it got robbed at the wall.
Jeez.
I couldn't catch a break. I did manage to actually draw three walks, though, so I've got the 3 out of 4 goals, which is good enough for them.
That's pretty impressive.
So maybe I'll move up and like get to the 40-man roster or something.
Nice. Oh, you got that message where it's like, oh, you're good, but
We
don't have room for you right now.
Okay, trade me. No, we don't think it's a good idea to trade you. Okay, I'll play a different position. No, we think you're good right where you are.
That's funny, because I did that change of position thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a starting first baseman. I'm a first baseman, and a third base is my backup position. So they were never playing me at first. They were playing me at third a lot. So I was like, oh, can I just change to third base? And they were like, no. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, I had this thing where I looked at my team. I think this was last year's game. But my team was deep at center field, which is the position I usually play, but thin at like left field. So and I think the same deal. I was playing as left field a lot. So I just said, oh, why don't you just move me to left field? No.
So dumb.
Yeah. Still need some AI tweaking there.
I'm so surprised that you're hitting so well, because I think my batter's in the second year, and he's been up and down between the pros. And I think I'm just going to quit soon, because He's hitting like 200. I can't do anything better than that.
I think you bat a little. I think you play batting a little harder than I do, though, too. You actually use the aim cursor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just time the swing.
It's cheating, Scott.
They let you play the game, however.
Yeah. Well, I'm in my real one that I actually play the most. I'm in April 2013. I've made the pros on the Rockies because the Brewers have traded me. Ugh, so disappointing.
Well, what position are you playing? I was playing center field for
starting pitcher.
Okay, you get to move up a lot faster when you're a pitcher.
Yeah, because in my first season, I went from AA to AAA after being 1-2, which was pretty impressive. I did have like a 2 ERA, so I guess that might be why.
All right.
And I blew through AAA, became a AAA All-Star, because I was 5-0 with a 2.74 ERA. And I was I think I started the AAA All-Star game. I pitched for Team USA in the Futures game. And then I was called up to the pros by the end of the year.
Nice.
But I'm still
like 40-man roster call-ups or actually called up?
I think I was actually called up.
Okay.
And I went 1-2. And I've been in the bullpen since the start of this year. But I think I got all the achievements and I got moved up to the starting rotation now.
Nice.
I just haven't played my first game as a starter yet in the pros. But I'm sure I'll get smacked around. But actually, in our league, sadly, I've fallen back to earth.
The hardcore league, right?
Yeah, we started a hardcore league where I think we play every... There's only 6 teams, but I think we play everybody...
6 teams, but like 70-some-odd games.
Yeah.
I honestly think you should have set it so that games can expire just so that things would move along. Yeah. And maybe encourage people to play games so that they... Because honestly,
Scott, you're the person that's played the least amount of games in the league so far.
I know.
But after I went 14-2 in the other league so far, I'm back to 5-5. Granted, I am by far the worst rated team in the league. Because in the league are the Yankees, the Brewers, the Rangers, the Angels, and the Red Sox, and I'm the Reds. So I got to get some credit.
All right. Yeah, I will give you credit for that.
Especially with Jay Bruce leading the league with 7 home runs, 17 RBI. Come on. Got to give me something.
I think Braun finally got his first hit in the last game I played. I played 4 or 5 games.
Nice.
And yeah, it took to the 5th game for Braun to get his first hit.
Yeah, it was tough for me to get started with Joey Votto, I think. There was a point where my first 3 hitters were amazing. Votto, Brandon Phillips, and someone else were like 0 for the first 3 games. So my first 3 and my bottom 3 were giving me all my offense.
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot. You know how many first hits I get with the pitcher?
Oh, yeah. Tons. I don't know how that happens.
That's because they don't bother, like, they actually pitch to you or something? I don't know.
Maybe.
So you're complaining that I haven't played a ton of games. Maybe we should wrap this up and go play some games.
Maybe. It's not a bad idea. All right, and by wrapping it up, we mean telling you to go to the forums where...
Oh, wait, I have that one little bit of sports game news that I overheard on Nintendo Direct, their YouTube show.
Oh, the show that came out at like midnight some night to reveal a new 3DS?
Yeah, that show. All right, bigger screens, I don't care, end of discussion.
I might actually be interested in the old one now. If the price drops a little bit.
I don't know if it's... I don't think so. Nintendo's bad at that. I think they were still selling the DSi XL for the same price as a 3DS up until a couple months ago.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, in this podcast where they... Or YouTube show, no, it wasn't a podcast, where they revealed that, there was also a little tidbit on Sega All-Stars Racing, like Sega and Sonic All-Stars Racing, something like that. Basically, you know, Mario Kart with Sonic. And Sega characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned that Danica Patrick will be in the game.
Interesting. Have they ever had real people in those games before?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Interesting. So are they just calling her a character? Maybe it's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably just a push to like get NASCAR fans to check it out or something.
Maybe this is part of the NASCAR the game inside line cover vote push. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah. And that's like all they said was that Danica Patrick would be in the game.
Yeah, might be worth checking out. All right. Something that you should be checking out is the forums. As I started to say before, I was so rudely interrupted.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't want to forget that.
Yeah, over there, we are talking about lots of stuff. Because you know what's fun is Twitter. You know what's better is that when actual people can all respond to it. That's kind of what we've been using the forums for a lot recently. All the arguments that we would have on Twitter, just mm-hmm. having them in the forums.
A much better place for it. You can actually make, you know, long, pointed arguments.
Yeah, like how no one should ever vote for Ryan Braun to win the MVP again. That, if you head over to thatsportsgamer.com/forums, go into the real sports forum, you'll see the anti-Ryan Braun campaign, and you can chime in on that.
I'm wearing a Brewers t-shirt right now. I am not the person to talk to about this.
I think I have a Brewers hat somewhere in my vicinity. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been open for a week, so...
Look, I gotta get on there more.
Just got a new member, Jabretto. Welcome. He is actually in the NCAA League, or NCAA 13 Online Dynasty that we're going to do, which we still have two spots for. So if you want those, make sure you head over to thatsportsgamer.com/leagues, click on the game case, and fill out the form, and then you'll be contacted post-haste.
How are you doing that? Is everybody just going to play as whatever team they want? Are you picking a conference? Are you going to do a custom conference?
What we are doing now, which is pretty brilliant, because now that we have the forums, for everybody that's actually in the Dynasty, we have a poll. And right now the three choices are just default setup, because everybody's just going to be whatever team they want. So we're either going to do just the regular schedule, the way it is,
mm-hmm.
which will make like the national championship and those bowl games important. Or we're going to do like how the which conference was it? Or we are going to do it the way the Big 12 is set up, which is just like one super conference, which someone gave a vote for. I don't know why. Or how the ACC and like SEC are set up, where it's a big conference, but there's two divisions. So like our most important thing will be winning the conference title and playing in the championship and winning it. But as of right now, the default setups are the front runners. That's the biggest problem with NCAA is that you only get 12 people in the online dynasty. And there's 120, 112 teams, or 124 teams.
Yeah.
So you're always going to end up playing computer games.
Yeah. And it's also not fair. Like, you can't be fans of like lower tier teams and actually play as them and be able to compete.
Yeah, you can play as them, but
you can. But
the competing, and I think it's going to be like, if you have low prestige, it's probably going to be very hard to get a good recruiting class.
Yeah.
So I think like right now the teams we have now are all pretty big name teams. Like, we have Air Force, Boise State, Marshall, Rutgers, Michigan State.
I mean, they're a well-known team, but are they a good team?
I think they have prestige, which will help them in the offseason. So
that is true. That is true.
And Michigan State, Notre Dame, Arizona State, USC, Illinois, Oregon. So, it should be interesting.
I would say something about no Wisconsin. Your reply will be that I should buy the game. I will say that I'm not going to buy the game. And we've just had that whole discussion in about 10 seconds.
Well played. Still, you should buy the game.
Not going to buy the game.
You can also follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, are you on Twitter? I believe you are.
I am. Sure. I am. I am at Darth Obvious.
All right. I'm going to go and make sure I am following you. Yes, I am. Excellent.
You're tweeting at each other to set up to record this. I would hope so.
That is true. You can also be a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. Put us in a circle on Google+, gplus.2/ThatSportsGamer. iTunes, rate and review. I didn't check to see if there were any iTunes reviews today. Is that wrong of me?
No, because there probably aren't.
I know, and if there aren't, that's angering me. We need you, the listener, to get out there, rate and review the show. Let us know what we're doing right, and then hit us up on Twitter to let us know what we're doing wrong.
So, you know what just hit me about this week?
What?
No one said anything that's title worthy.
It's true.
Well, maybe something about how we're squeezing. We just squeezed. I'm going by my call time, but we squeezed 20 minutes worth of 40 minutes of worth of podcast out of 20 minutes worth of content.
No, that's not funny.
No, darn. All right, then.
Well, for me, for Scott, for Joe Bruiser, who was a great character, I guess we'll see you next week. Thanks.
He would just knock you out.
I think that would be the title.
Yes! I wasn't even trying.